to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Folks, we're back. Hour number two, the National Intel Report on this Monday, the 31st of July, 2006, after a what can only be described as a dynamite weekend. The release of, on Friday, From Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo's movie. The C-SPAN coverage of 9/11 symposium that happened out in L.A. the 25th of July. It was well over a month before they start airing that, a month and a few days. And usually they get it up in a couple of weeks. But evidently, enough people had called into C-SPAN and said, look, air this thing. And I want to reiterate this again because I heard Alex's show today, and he said, you know, hey, call in, get me on the air. Well, if they're still afraid of Alex, maybe they'll put up Webster Tarpley because he's written a book, okay? But I don't necessarily want him thrown on the book review program, which is the less watched or listened to. So, at any rate, call them. When you do call them, thank them for covering that symposium out there and thank them for putting that on. That is going to be on again tomorrow at 6:10 p.m. Eastern time. So that's roughly 5:10 Central. And figure it out for whatever time zone you're in. But, folks, this was a dynamic thing to have happen. So it's been a good weekend. What I would like to see is more good weekends. What I want to see is bombastic weeks and months and years ahead for us, working our own agenda for the restoration of this country. During one of our meetings today, somebody had mentioned that, well, the most important thing that happened is what?
Well, what I said is one of the most important things that that's happening right now is what we're doing to maintain this our current social order. I'm not sorry, our current nation. John said something. No, this is not the most important thing. It was the second thing. And what did you say?
The most important thing was the American Revolution and the start of this country. The second most important thing is the restoration of this constitutional republic.
Right.
That is our charge, and that has always been our duty and our charge, folks, is to maintain that constitutionally limited republic, okay? That's what has gotten away from us because we've hired a bunch of mid-managers, and we went off into fat, dumb, happy la-la land to sporting events and watching TV and planning on our vacations and doing yard work and, well, not paying attention and letting get away what was how this government was constructed is we, the people, not... Yeah, hey, us, the government, and by the way, you, the people down there. No. It was we, the people. And we were supposed to elect the people that most reflected our ideals, our ethics, our morality, whatever you want to call it.
One of the things that we need to keep in mind and keep this to the surface of our mind, everybody wants to survive. All of us do. But in order for us to do that here and any place on the globe, but especially here, we must keep the government accountable. When we give that up, we even give up our survival.
Well,
that's how critical this is.
What we need to do is get back to the living of life. Because nobody wants to just survive out there. They want to live the life that we have lived in this country. And we can again, and our children and their children's children's children, for many years to come. We'll be right back.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We here at this network, we over the last couple of weeks, and I'll tell you how we titled these things. It was RBN Vision. You know, what do we envision this network? What is it? And where is it going to go? What the network achievements are going to be? What once we start putting this in, what's the result and outcomes of it? The next is blocks to the vision, to our mission. Next up on the block was the strategy and the new directions to take. And then more importantly, we were just talking about this during the break. I have a friend of mine that has worked at this network for quite some time. And he was of the mindset that if you just think it, then it becomes your reality. Well, thinking, it's just a dream. Without the last part of this, actions. What is your actions to make that vision or that dream a reality?
And one thing else, if you have a dream that you can't realize, it might turn into a nightmare.
You know, I there was a joke, and Hubert, I know you've got a sense of humor. There was a off of Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream. I had a friend of mine, his name was Manasseh Montekin. And I used to work with him at Western Electric when I was in Michigan. And this guy was flat out funny. I mean, you just looked at him and you just laughed. That was the impact and presence he had on people. And he would come up with some of the funniest, just situational stuff that it wasn't, hey, did you hear this joke? And then here's the punchline. He's packing phones at the end of this repair line one day. And he starts on the Martin Luther King thing. And he goes, I have a dream. And I've been to the mountaintop. And all of a sudden he made a sound like a gun going off. And then he fell over on the line like he was dead. And everybody just stopped and looked because at that time, they were afraid to laugh at real humor. Now, what happened to Martin Luther King was not funny. And how it was projected over those years. Even Loretta Scott King later, you know, who was it they hung was shooting Martin Luther. Turns out that he said, I didn't do that. And Mrs. King was of that mindset that, no, this guy didn't do it. But when he did that, I immediately started laughing because I got the joke immediately. But other people were sitting there, and they were in the early stages of political correctness. They didn't know whether to laugh or what. They just kind of sat there a little bit paralyzed. I have a dream. Well, he started that dream. It came in. But unfortunately, the black people in this country are now all 14th Amendment citizens along with the rest of us.
See, the thing we have to do, and what King was doing was trying to coalesce from his experience with what was going on in terms of the lawlessness here in the South at the time, was a dream towards a liberated people, which has always been an American dream, no matter what your race. It's always been, this is the place where you have your liberties enhanced or have them even realized. But what we have to say today is, I have a dream and I have a plan.
I have a plan.
You know, I have a dream and I have a plan means I can create reality. I don't have to be subject to somebody else's plan and therefore the result being their reality. And this is what's going to make us free, when we're able to take our dreams and make them reality. And when we have the vehicle for doing that, this is one of the things that's coming out of this radio station. Because what this radio station is offering people in the 21st century is a method for doing that. The content of this method, it has no content. It is a methodology. It gets you from the idea to the action. And when you all go out, when everybody goes out, we see these movies, they inform us, they turn us on, they get us emotionally involved where we may have been asleep, they wake us up. The next step
is to plug it in somewhere.
That's right. And we have a vehicle for plugging it in.
And it just happens to be this network.
Absolutely.
And what we talked about here, Hubert, was actually, it was kind of daunting in a way, because I spoke this at the meeting. I said, I don't know if anybody seated in this room understands exactly how much impact and how much potential that this network has. And what the reason, folks, the reason why we had this meeting in the first place, the reason why Hubert came in, was to help this network out, to help structure and to help bring in that vision. But more importantly, rather than just having a vision, is how to map that out of a plan of action to overcome those obstacles and kick this thing. I mean, we got a split shift transmission here, man. We're going for the high gear, but we got to go through those other gears to get to the high gear to get this thing on down the road. And that's where we're at. And once that is established, ladies and gentlemen, that force is in forward motion, it ain't going to slow down. It ain't going to stop. It's going to keep steamrolling. And what it's also going to do is, once people see, and I mean the good qualified people, which we talked a lot about in this meeting, how do we get the better and more qualified people into this? How do we get the more of the Webster Tarpleys and Jim Fetzers and, you know, forgetting the policy, politics and putting that ideology aside? Because once you go through all of this stuff, you know, this is what the mainstream media likes to do with people. They're running basically tabloid shows of stick 'em and get 'em. You know, the Republicans are bad people. Well, look at the Democrats. Well, the Democrats have no vision. I heard Hillary Clinton, Hubert, yesterday. Oh, did you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish that was a two-way. I wish that was really interactive, because I would have liked to have crawled through that screen, got up on that podium, and just choked the living crap out of that woman. Because there she was with all the political spin, all the promises. Health care. Well, I'm going to bring in national health care when I become president. Really? I don't want your brand of socialism. I want the affordable stuff that I could pay for without even having to carry insurance before. Hillary, that's what I want. This is another thing. Everybody's reacting to present-day circumstance and trying to make something out of present-day circumstance. It ain't going to work. It's got to go back to some very tried and proven roots.
But who's playing this present-day?
It ain't mine, baby.
Mm-hmm. And you hit the word. We are reacting to it, not acting on it. Another thing, if what you hear here is turning you on, if you think this is important, you automatically know it doesn't happen by luck. It happens by bodies and minds working together. This network has something to offer. What is it, you know, what we need is your energy. What do you have to offer? If this thing is important, we think it's important, you think it's important, then you got to do what the people did who joined the Continental Army. I'm not telling you to go out and shoot somebody. I don't want anybody to get that kind of confusion. But I am saying we have to put in being the thing that is lacking right now, that thing which revitalizes this government of the people, by the people, for the people, and get rid of this other stuff that's against the people.
And it has been for a long time. And we're now starting to see the fruits of the poison bushes that they are trees that they've planted. And man, the bushes. Yeah, I made a joke and I wasn't even aware of it. I'll tell you what. We got callers online. Callers, do me a favor. Just hang on. Hang on into the break here, and we'll take your calls afterwards. And I want to get to some of the specifics that we have nailed down here in these 2 weeks of meetings. And I'm excited, but I'm also intimidated in this respect. We've started something in motion, and we don't even have any idea how big it's going to get. We have an idea. We're the best alternative network out there, bar none, okay? We have other networks out there that are playing, you know, trying to play both sides for business practices or purposes or whatever, profit, it doesn't matter. This is the only network, ladies and gentlemen, with the reach that it has. It's been well constructed. We've got some dynamite people on this network. But what we need to do is bring financial stability here. And one of the ways that I'm going to do that is I've already talked to several people, and I need good, qualified, that can run a team of salespeople. I need a sales manager, an in-house sales manager. And another thing we've got to do to start expanding this programming is I need affiliate relations. I think I already have my person down in Florida, and hang on there. I'll get to you. We've been real, real busy here. But the first thing on this block that I need, and what I'm going to do, I'm getting, in order to put a couple of these things in, I've got my dear Uncle Ray, my dear, dear Uncle Ray that passed on this year, left me about $54,000. Now, ironically, now here's the irony to the situation, that's about what I need to implement my next stage to stabilize this network. So I'm going to pose the question out there. If you like what we're doing and you think we need to be more effective, well, then here is your chance to step up to the plate. Now, I'm not asking for $50,000 in donations. I'm going to do this with my own money. You know, there's an old axiom, put your money where your mouth is. Well, I'm doing exactly that. What I'm looking for, if somebody out there's got 50 grand that's sitting in a bank right now, I need you to call me right now. Because what this is going to be is kind of a secured loan, all right? I am willing to take that money and hire these people out that I need to. We also have a shortwave problem here. We've gotten behind on our shortwave in these last 2 weeks. All sales to this network stopped. Everything was concentrated on one thing, and that's restructuring this network to bring in its financial stability tomorrow, next week, and into the future so we can accomplish some of these things that we're going to be talking about in the future. Real concrete actions, folks, not just more fear mongering, not just more words. I don't think you have to hear. The new people do, and we're including you folks out there. You need to hear what's going on to bring you up to speed. But we speak about the choir, and not too much is given that topic. Well, the choir, if you're just tuning in or you're relatively new to this, the choir are the people that have been around for a number of years that know what's going on and know exactly where this is going. We've got their documents. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we're not guessing here. We know exactly what they are up to. So what we've got to do is create that machine. And this is simply all that we have to do for right now. What we've got to do is slow their juggernaut down. We have to take them off their offensive and put them on the defense. Once we put them on the defense, they stop this juggernaut they've been throwing at us. That is going to allow us the time to organize and do what needs to be done to return this country to its limited basis, its constitutional roots. And what's going to happen during this process, ladies and gentlemen, is we're not going to be having to put up with the people with their grand plans and their personal agendas, or the New World Orderites or globalists, whatever you want to call them. Because at that point in time, when we go on the offensive, put them on the defensive, it takes them out of the equation. What we've talked about repeatedly in the last 2 weeks of these meetings is we are constantly reacting to them. It is time we make them react to us. Are you starting to get the flavor of this?
And the best way we do that is we do that by knowing where we want to go. Our vision is what we implement and not reacting to their vision. That's the way we start to build freedom for all of us again. And this vehicle we're talking about using is a vehicle that allows all of us to have the tool so that we can do it. And it doesn't take a whole lot of training to be able to do this.
It doesn't. This is the program you've mapped out. It's on its surface, it's ridiculously simple. It becomes ridiculously simple once you map all this stuff, you put it on paper, you're able to look at it, you're able to move stuff around, and then put this into a cognitive, reasonable flow and plan of action. It's still blowing me away here. But let me get back to what I was saying before. I don't care if there's five people out there that have 10 grand. I don't care if there's one person that's got 50 grand and said, look, I'm not going to be using this 50 grand for the next 3 months. This is a guaranteed loan, okay? That's all that it is. Don't look for interest on this, by the way, folks. All right? I can't pay the interest on it. But if you've got the money, if you got 50 grand out there, fine. Give us a call. I'm personally putting up my own money to guarantee that, okay? Well, it's not money I've got yet, but it'll be here in about 3 months. But if you only got 10 grand or whatever, call this network today. If not, our shortwave is going to be cut off in exactly 7 days, okay? And that's going to put us behind the eight ball. No, we've mapped out a strategy. I know exactly what to do to put this on financial grounds to keep this thing moving forward. So give us a call here today at 800-8. Let me get the right numbers here. Thank you. 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. If you have the ability to step up to the plate with that amount of money, great. Then it's only going to take one person. If we have to do it with five people, that's five people. All right? But give us a call, 800-724-2719. What are they going to get if they support that network this way?
Let's think about what happens if the network isn't supported. What you know, you can go to NBC, who is supported by you name the organizations they have.
General Electric.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what you're getting from them.
Military industrial complex.
We bring good things. I love their tagline. We bring good things to life.
Oh, good old Westinghouse. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's what you want, And I don't think anybody listening to here now, that's what you want. But that's all will be out there. Right now, we've got to help provide the resources so that we come against that. Obviously, they don't want to fund this. Now, if they decided they wanted to hand us the money, fine. They can. We won't accept the strings. But we need the operating funds in order to continue carrying this message forward.
And folks, let me reiterate this so everybody understands. This is simply a loan. You know, if somebody's got 50 or 100 grand out there that believe in what we're doing, fine, we'll take that. But what I'm saying is, for what we have right now, wait a minute. Sandra, explain this, please. Okay, we've just met half of our goal here. Thank you, and I know who you are, sir, and thank you. Okay, so we've got 25 right now. We need another 25. I'd like to have this happen before the end of this broadcast. In the next 33 minutes, 800-724-2719. And this is only a loan. You will get these funds back. I won't pay interest on it. The interest is that you're doing this because you're interested in what we're doing. And you want to see this thing grow. Thank you, Craig. I got your message. We need 25 grand in the next 32 minutes. 800-724-2719. Give us a call. We're halfway there. We're halfway there right now. One individual stepped up to the plate, committed his $25,000. That's exciting.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
Big time.
We got. It's an impressive network. It's an impressive endeavor. What we're trying to do here has never had. It's never been done before. We are into that area where all of the input and everybody's help is going to move us into that direction where we need to go. And we're going to put it together. It's going to be the vehicle to get us there. Let me take a breath.
That's
there.
That's half a load off.
That's a half a load. I'm still not breathing easy yet. I got one side of my lungs working here. 800-724-2719. Do men get hot flashes? Is it hot in here, or is it just me?
And Hubert's right. You know, it's not a matter of what you get. It's what we're going to get if we don't do something about all that's going on in this country.
Tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Let me take first up Joe Cortina in Florida. You were a guest on my program about a week ago. Hello, Joe.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
Okay, pretty good. It's a little warm down here, too.
Well, I got news for you. They got a heat wave going on all over the place. And you know what? It tickles me to no end because I know you're humid down there, Joe, but these poor people up north, when they get 100-degree temperatures and the humidity's at 99%, oh, it is not a good place to be. They ain't cut out for that kind of stuff.
No, penguins don't fare well in that kind of thing.
No, they sure don't. What's on your mind, Joe?
Well, I've been listening to what's going on there. You know, kudos to the gentleman that did step up to the plate there.
We'll give that kudo a name. That's Hubert Ashley.
Well, Mr. Ashley, whoever you are, you're a good American, and this is basically what I was going to mention. I've been giving some support here myself to John's outfit and some others within my income limits, and I'd like to make a couple of statements. I was involved in geopolitical intelligence analysis for over 20 years of my adult life, and I will tell you this. I'm constantly confusing people because I do things like call the president a war criminal, and I get criticism, broad brush criticism. Oh, another one of them leftist liberals, this and that and the other.
And it couldn't be farther from the truth.
That's kind of interesting because I'm holding a card here, incidentally, John. I just found it the other day. I've been a sustaining member, formally, of the National Republican Committee for the last 18 years. I've been called two steps to the right of Attila the Hun. I'm a former Green Beret captain of the 60s. But you got to remember, I'm a liberal leftist because I find our president obnoxious for the horrendous conduct and treason that he's conducted. Let me tell you something that I've learned over many, many years of life and travel and involvement with the intelligence agencies and things that most people will only see in thriller movies. You don't have a clue, America. You don't have a clue about what's going on in the world and this country. The way I see it, the way I put some money up, and I encourage you people to, is because of this simply. Stations like this, their greatest value is not entertainment. If you want entertainment, go watch some dumb movie. It is the fact of education of the truth. That's a very scarce commodity today. You're not going to get it from places like CBS, which affectionately was called, those young people will never remember this, the Communist Broadcasting Company. You don't get a name like that because somebody said something like that in a bar. It takes a long time to earn that reputation. You're not going to get the truth. We've been lied to and lied to and lied to and lied to. One of the proofs of this is the fact that we have a large percentage of people that are purportedly Christians who are acting like anything but Christian. They are actively complicit in the cold-blooded wholesale murder of innocent children by the thousands in the Mideast.
And then what you're not seeing right now, Joe, is everybody sitting in this broadcast booth right now. We're all sitting or nodding our heads.
Well, we need a lot more heads nodded around this country. Let me ask you folks to step up to the plate, and I have already put, as they say, my money where my mouth is. I have already walked the walk. If you want to do something that will make your grandchildren proud of you, you know, don't worry about, you know, having somebody see you write the check because you want everybody to know what a generous guy you are. You don't even know where it's going. Do something meaningful for your family and for your country. There are no, and I'll say this again, there are no U-Hauls behind a hearse. There are no U-Hauls behind a hearse, folks. If you're in that position and you've accumulated a ton of wealth, God bless you if you've done it honestly. When you can't possibly use it all, do something meaningful with it. Something meaningful. A meaningful contribution is not giving $100,000 to help somebody who was injured or killed in the tower disasters, who already were the richest people by fact in the United States. There are more millionaires in that tower, and I'm not saying it's not a tragedy. If you're worth $20 million, that dad is not coming home. But they didn't need the money.
Yeah.
And if you'll remember, billions, not millions, billions of dollars were given, and only a fraction of it, a fraction went. It was one of the biggest disgraces of corruption in the history of the United States.
And, Joe, let me add something to that, because you're talking about a few select people, you know, getting millions of dollars. What about the rescue workers? What about the policemen? What about the firemen that lost their lives? Or how about those police officers or firemen right now that, yeah, they might have to be pensioned off, but they're in very ill health right now, even if they've not been yet recognized. And the city of New York or the state of New York have not recognized that, yeah, they've got a problem here. They need that financial support. Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I mean, it's all cockamamie.
Absolutely. So, like I said, step up to the plate. Invest in the future of this country. All folks, right. We are on the brim of World War III.
I'll tell you what, let me make another announcement here. We're another $10,000 closer to our goal here. We've got 35. We still need another 15. We have exactly 25 minutes left in this broadcast. and I need to make that 50 grand before we leave the airwaves today. 800-724-2719. Thank you, Mr. S. We will be talking to you here shortly. All right. Joe, we've got a lot of callers online.
All right. John, let me leave you with another quick thought.
Yeah.
You folks out there that I beseech you to please step up to the plate like I have and these other people have to gain knowledge. This is not entertainment. It's to learn the truth. Let me read you a quick statement that I want you to remember and let your children know. It was by a founding father. You may recognize his name, Thomas Jefferson. And here's what Mr. Jefferson said. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. Don't die ignorant. Help this country be educated so that it can save itself. We have been lied to too many times.
Thank you, Joe.
Well put.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mr. Cortine. I appreciate the call very much. I'm actually almost here on the verge of tears. Let me just continue with the broadcast here. Look, folks, I am not going to be satisfied until the opportunity presents itself for every man, woman, and child in this country to hear what we talk about on this network. Do you understand how valuable that is going to be? And no, not everybody is going to jump on the bandwagon, and don't expect it. I don't. Any thinking man or woman would not think that. But let me describe for you one fact, historical fact, is that only 3% of the population that was in this country turned against King George and his type of usury. Only 3% got involved and were active in starting this country. Even if we just had 3% today, what's 3% of 300 million? That's a lot of people. But I'm not going to be satisfied with that 3% because there's a lot at stake here. Because the tragedy and also the magnanimity of it all is that we have tasted freedom and liberty, but we've not taken the necessary steps to maintain that. But here's the good point. We can again. Hubert, you were going to say.
Yeah, you see, think about what happened with our forefathers. They didn't have the electronic communication systems we have in place. We have the potential of getting many more than 3%. Because we can get the message out. You see how important this network is? We can do some of the things that our forefathers only wished they could do. They went as far as they could with what they had.
Letters of correspondence, which was the internet of the day.
Right. By way of horse. Okay? We can do this by way of speed of light.
Just like that.
186,000 miles per second, that's the speed of light. Now, We can mass communicate internet. Okay? They couldn't. We can do that. We right now, and I think those people who don't want to see this kind of thing happen, they know we have the potential to change the entire future for the planet. I forget who it was yesterday that said it was a New York Times reporter who said one of the things that he was very angry about the Bush administration was that they had destroyed America's reputation. And he said what that reputation was. The world looks at this country as those people, common people, who were able to make it and make it work for them well. There wasn't another model like that on the planet.
No.
And so they have to destroy this one in order to get their sickness forward. We can stop them cold. This network is instrumental
in
pulling that off.
And what that gentleman doesn't realize yet, that there is something that's being built, that if he's tired of the BS that he's been pumping in that newspaper, that there is another alternative to what he's been doing. Because now he's starting to realize that he's been plugged into that matrix. and he doesn't like the result.
Mm-hmm.
But he's further understanding that redress and complaining about it ain't going to get the job done. This is what we've been talking about, folks, about bringing the better people in. And I'm saying more qualified in their areas of expertise. I'm not qualifying, you know, if you're working for the city and you're hauling trash, I'm not minimizing you. We are all in this together. We have a common interest no matter what your station in life. No matter. We all have a stake in this. And by God, it is the scariest of times, but it's almost the most thrilling, I think, in our country's history, aside from its inception. I think it is the most dynamic times that we are facing. It's all or nothing game here. There is no compromising on this. Let's go back to the phones. You guys have been holding patiently, and I thank you for that. Sean in Texas. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
All right. I wanted to talk about, I'm just like, I had the ability over the weekend to take my wife to America, Freedom to Fascism.
Right.
And I've been trying to talk to her. I've been listening. I've been a listener for a couple of years now. And I've been trying to get her woken up. And it's hard when you're dealing with people that you know. I mean, you bring up certain things to them, and you know, sometimes just walls shoot up.
Well, and I've seen this. Not to interrupt you, but I'll interrupt you, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
People will buy a product from a perfect stranger that they don't know,
right?
That they don't even know that they can trust them, but they won't take, if they're family members or close relatives, they won't take the gem that you're offering them.
Right.
And they won't accept it for whatever reason. I understand you perfectly.
I took her to this movie, and, like, you know, she's been someone accepted. She's a really intelligent woman. She was accepted in Mensa when she was 16. Brilliant, brilliant girl. But just certain walls pop up whenever I would start talking about 9/11. I mean, there's different things. Those things scare people.
Right.
And walls shoot up. So I've been trying to get her, and she's been waking up slowly but surely, you know, just very slowly. And I took her to that movie. And at the end of the movie, we were on our way home, and she was just quiet, and I knew that she was scared. And we were in the car, and she just starts bawling. Sorry, I'm getting a little choked up there.
That's okay. You're getting me going, too.
She starts bawling, and she just turns to me, and she says, "I'm so proud of you." And that's the most blissful feeling in the world. Like, any action, I mean, just going from thought to action, if the people out there listening, if you take any action and you do something like that and you actually are able to wake up someone, it is the best feeling in the world. I have ancestors that fought for these freedoms and died for these freedoms, and I'll be damned if I'm going to lose them.
Not in our lifetime, my friend. Not in our lifetime.
Everyone needs to get up off the couch and stop being couch activists. The people that listen and don't do anything. Send money to the network. Go print out flyers for that movie. Get as many people as you can, the people in New York, the people in L.A., the other places where that movie shot. If you can hear this broadcast, go and print out flyers and get a team together and hand out flyers and get people to that movie, because it will wake them up.
And it is on the website, ladies and gentlemen. All you have to do is to go to rbnlive.com and right on the top of the page, there's three banners there. The one that says America, Freedom to Fascism, you click on that, it takes you to their webpage, freedomtofascism.com, and on that page are the flyers that you can print out and then pass around. Sean, thank you for your call. You kind of threw me a loop here. I'm wiping the snot off of my face as we speak. But I understand. And this is what is going to happen to so many people once that light goes on. You must have found like you got your wife back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I always had her, and I always knew that she would wake up sooner or later, because she's that smart.
But you didn't know when.
But yeah, and then we had an opportunity to go to a barbecue the next day, and I was sort of talking about the film, and I had a teammate there, and that was just. That was beautiful.
Well, you can.
When we went to that movie, and the line was basically like almost out the door. I mean, the place was packed. people coming out of other movies saying, what movie is this line for? And we were telling them, and the person in front of me goes, it's a very important movie. You have to go. And they're like, I've just never been so proud of my fellow Americans.
That is the kind of stuff that dreams are made of, my friend.
Thank you.
One of the things, Sean.
Thank you for what y'all are doing.
One of the things you just did, and it may not have been defined as such, that is an act of love.
Yeah,
that's the concrete act of love. When you spread this and somebody else is able to regain their life back, what more important thing could you do?
I agree. Thank you all very much. I'm going to go ahead and get off.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate your call. That's raw power right there. That is definable, real, honest to God, real power.
Is what scared the Romans.
That's what's going to scare them pretty soon, too. The modern-day Romans. Eric in Texas. Thanks for holding, Eric.
Yeah, not Eric in Texas. Eric in California, actually.
I'm sorry. My producer got it wrong. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Not bad. How's it going, guys?
It's going.
Hey, real quick, I had Bill Still on over the weekend. He did The Money Masters.
Yeah, he also did the film America's Beginnings, too.
Right, which kind of feeds into a lot of Aaron Russo's stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it was kind of disturbing. I had him on there with John Hankey on the network, on my program, that you've been so kind to facilitate and get me back on the air.
We restored you, brother.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that. And keep up. I'm tears are coming to my own eyes as I'm listening to what's going on the show.
I'm telling you.
Beyond all that, you need to be really careful, because even some of these guys like Bill Still, and I'm not trying to put Bill down because his efforts on the Money Masters, but on the show, and if you go back, if people go back and listen to the show, he advocated for war. He said he was unapologetic. He was, you know, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, a warmonger, but he said he was pro-war. He said that, you know, America is not, he really took deference with Aaron Russo's movie, which I had a big problem with because he hasn't even seen it. And with what he's put out in Money Masters, it's kind of disturbing for him to take that stand, because you think someone so well-educated, so well-researched, would realize the game at hand. And it just really bothered me. But John Hankey, who was on covering the JFK assassination of JFK Jr.,
right,
kind of, you know, he was taken aback, too, and he was really surprised. But we had a caller, and actually a couple people follow up on that, and one caller really had a problem. He said, you know, I really appreciate what you've done with Money Masters, but listening to you speak now, you're your own worst enemy, and I cannot believe that, you know, you've come on and basically said this now on the show.
But, you know, there's two things that I'd like to say about that, Eric. One is that, he did it, and those are his beliefs and convictions. And that's fine. That's his opinion. But you would think, with what his base of knowledge is, that he doesn't quite get it. Now, this is a constant sifting process.
Right.
Mr. Still will not be a part of this restoration of this country. He's put out good educational materials, but here is a guy that doesn't have the vision, that doesn't know.
Well, for anybody to advocate for war, I just think that's unconscionable. Beyond all that, my main point in this is that you have to be really careful about who's bringing the information forth, why they're bringing the information forth, because of much of what's going on is to actually dissolve the country from within, dissolve our Constitution, dissolve our Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, any way they possibly can. So a lot of this is targeted at civil unrest, civil strife, anarchy to some point. Because they really want to, we are the only beacon to move beyond feudalism into a civil order where we are ruled by law and not by men.
Absolutely, absolutely. Eric, I thank you so much for your time.
Peace, guys.
All right.
Keep it up.
Okay, we will. You know, and with Mr. Still has done a lot of good work, and I don't want to impugn what he's done. But, folks, you got to understand, and let me take this a step further. For those that are, we talked about this earlier today, and you brought up the point, Hubert, that there are going to be people, whether they're well-intentioned or whether they're working on the other side or whatever they're doing, they're going to become readily apparent. They're going to stick out like that sore thumb. Those are one of the blocks that we're talking about, okay? These are one of the blocks. And they will be minimized by their own actions. They are going to stand out, and you're going to look at that and go, well, you know what? Thank you for your time. It's time to move on.
There's a the guy who invented the transistor, a guy by the name of Shockley. He's a straight-up bigot. Now, he invented the transistor. We wouldn't be having this discussion through this media and with this equipment if he hadn't done what he'd done.
Well, I went to electronics school. You can't give him all the kudos because it was already done in a vacuum tube. Kill that break, Mr. Producer. It was already done in a vacuum tube.
Right.
So it wasn't exactly his idea. He just brought up a new technology to accomplish the same thing.
Well, instead of having those hot vacuum tubes, you cut it down. So you were moving into microelectronics. The point here is that he had a gift. And his politics was sick. His sociology was sick. But his gift was good. What we have to be able to do is whoever comes into this, you see, the difference between what we're talking about doing and the difference between the New World Order, they are talking about a select elite who benefit from the resources of the planet, and they are the ones who hand out the goodies. But they get the lion's share. We get maybe slavery. No, we're not talking about building that kind of sick social order. We're saying, listen, if you have gifts to offer for our development, fine. We will disconnect from power those people who think they can abuse others for their own agendas. They're not going to be in positions of power. Well, what will happen to them? Well, that's kind of up to them. But they won't have the power to inflict this illness on everybody else.
And it will. And what will happen? They will be rejected outright, as was the situation before, until this wormy apple, you know, people started to see it for what it is. And it used to be that these people were afraid to come forth. But now they're sitting in the catbird seat, and we're the ones sitting on the outside. That's going to stop. That has stopped. In my mind, that has stopped. The only question is how we get there. I already made up my mind what has to be done, what needs to take place. That's just semantics. But I'm here to tell you, folks, they're done. Stick a fork in them. These bastards are done. Are you hearing me? Are you feeling me? Like Bill Clinton used to come out and say, I feel your pain. Do you? Well, you're part and parcel of the reason why I'm experiencing the pain. Don't tell me I'm hurting. And don't pee in my left tennis shoe and tell me I stepped in a mud puddle. I know from whence this came, all right? Back to the phone, Steve in Pennsylvania. Hello, Steve. Steve, you there?
Time's short, and it's time to take action and to get the message out. And what I'd like to say is, for those who can't see the movie, From Freedom to Fascism, if they can pick up this month's copy of Vanity Fair, there's a great article in there on 9/11 conspiracies that just came out in August.
Okay.
The other thing, too, is tomorrow night, if you're a veteran, I know it's hard for me. I've been able to do it, but it took almost 6 months to be able to start pushing the films and the videos with inside the VFWs and local American Legions. And I didn't get punched yet either. But the one I like the best is tomorrow night on C-SPAN. If you're a veteran, please go to your VFW or to your American Legion and have them turn on channel, well, it's 98 for us. And at 6:10, turn the volume up and sit there and watch a C-SPAN program, the 9/11 synopsis or whatever, and
symposium.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you'll be amazed at the reactions of the people that watch that. I had one guy cry right next to me. He cried watching it.
Well, I'll tell you what, and Danny put this up on the website. If you go to the main page of rbnlive.com, there is on the left hand side, right above Cindy Sheehan, and we got to get Cindy the hell off the web page here. But anyhow, there's 9/11 Blogger. If you click on that, that takes you right to the 9/11blogger.com. And right at the top, C-SPAN coverage of the LA 9/11 panel. Click on that, go down, and you'll see, oh, there he is, Alex Jones himself. direct shot off of the C-SPAN thing. So it is up there, ladies and gentlemen. If you have not been able to see it, you've been out of town, whatever, you don't have a recorder, if you got a computer, even if you, I'll tell you what, get down to the library and turn this sucker up and let people hear it. Steve, we're running out of time.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. One last quickie here. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Yes. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. How many people do you think are actually listening to your broadcast right now? Do you ever have any numbers or any way to find it through feedback?
We can track that. We developed our own computer programs that we can actually track Internet numbers accurately. Okay, there's some systems out there that are not accurate at all. And we've developed our own programming that we can actually gauge down to the hit where they're going, how they're coming in to the network on the page, what they're looking at, what they're listening to. And keep in mind, folks, we don't keep records here. So anytime that you dial into rbnlive.com, we don't leave a trace here for somebody else to look at. Okay. But we are tracking at least the electronic through the Internet. We can track those numbers. As far as radio goes, we ain't got enough. We got a large shortwave audience out there. We've got a low-power audience that is building, and I'm going to save that for another show. We need low powers going up all over this country. But you wanted to finish up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, what I was saying is that getting back to getting money for the cause, you realize that if everybody, let's say you had 5,000 people listening to you, which would possibly be conservative.
It is.
If everybody put $1 in an envelope and sent it to you once a week.
We just had this conversation before this show started.
Well, I take money out of my pocket every night from change, and I throw it in my dresser. You know, my kids rate it, and I rate it. But, you know, at the end of the week, I've got some serious money there. I'm not serious, but let's say I've got $11. Let's say I got $8. If I took that, and if everybody just went and got a stack of envelopes and just wrote down RBN Live, whatever your address is there,
right.
And let's say every week you continuously said, look, if you got your envelopes ready, get your change, go down to the store, turn in a few bills, wrap it up in a piece of paper, and send it. It's a small amount, but collectively it would be tremendous.
Tom, you hit on a good note, and I thank you for call. We're almost out of time. Look, folks, if 1,000 people out there remembered to send a lousy $10, a lousy $10 per month, if 1,000 of you did it, and you didn't forget, that would mean $10,000 operating cost for this network, which goes to its expansion, ladies and gentlemen, programming outreach, so we can bring in people like Hubert. Hubert, we're talking him into going to work for the network. He's going to be able to venture forth to help groups organize. We're working on all this, but we need your help. Let me tell you the update here. Craig, thank you for your 25. Mr. S, thank you for your 10. We have an additional $1,000 donation, which leaves us, 35, 36. That leaves us $14,000 short. Okay? 50 grand, I said, by the end of the program. Well, don't save it for another day. 14,000. And if you want to donate, that's fine. But if you can only loan us the money, that's fine. That money will be repaid. Call us right now at 800-724-2719. Talk to Sandra. She'll be the one answering the phone. Hubert Ashley, my friend and webmaster over here, Danny Romero, thank you.
The talkative Danny Romero.
Well, yeah, you may not say much here, but people don't realize how much work you do behind the scenes. And I am very, very much appreciative. To all of you people out there, think about what we've been saying today. We got the vision. Now it's time to put it into action. Thank you, gentlemen.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.